Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. And on today's show, we will be taking callers with a single question on any topic in their life, as usual. And today we have our co-host here, Lolita. How you doing? Okay, Lolita, if you can hear me, hello, how you doing? All right, well, I think I may not have gotten to Lolita here quick enough, but let me go ahead and check what's going on. In the meantime, we're just going to begin the show for a short while with a little music from the Oneness CD. We're going to be listening to track one today, entitled Shyam. All right. Well, you were just listening to Psychic Talk Radio's CD that we feature here every so often. It's called the Oneness CD by Zarina. That was track number one. Can now be found at Zarina1.com. All right. And we are going to be taking our first caller here who's coming on air by the area code 410. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
I'm good. You've read for me before. And basically, I'm being offered a position, and I have to let them know tomorrow if I want it. And I just want to know, do you see them giving me the pay that I'm looking for?
Okay, let's see here. What's the name of the company, please?
Shear.
Okay.
Your partner?
Yeah, I am actually seeing them giving you the money that you're looking for. Maybe not right at first, but they're going to be pretty close to it to begin with. And then over time, I feel like the financial aspect behind it will build up.
Okay, great. That's great news.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, as a note for today, last month's special was for 10% off of any services that you get through our website at howpsychic.com. And now, if you visit howpsychic.com for this month only, we are once more offering a 10% discount. At your checkout, all you do is you enter the code radio with the capital R, lowercase rest, and you will receive 10% off of any services that you acquire through howpsychic.com. As in house, how are you? And then psychic.com. All right, our next caller for today, we will be bringing on momentarily. Let's see here. Our next caller is by area code 803. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm doing great, and how may I help you?
I was wondering, how soon do you see me being able to make ends meet financially? I'm really struggling now, and I just need to breathe.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know what? The 12th and the 13th are what's coming up for you. So I feel that you are going to have an opportunity coming up either before that time period or during the 12th and the 13th. Okay. And I feel that this opportunity is going to provide you the means to make ends meet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I do feel that the pay, though, not only are you going to be able to just survive with this, it looks like you are going to be able to live much more comfortably, okay? So it's not just some kind of job to keep the bills, you know, from piling up. It looks like you're going to be able to live a little more comfortably with this job. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Well, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 619. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. My name is Jennifer.
Yes, Jennifer. And how may I help you?
Yeah, I was I wonder if you had any insight onto what you see coming up in the romance area for me.
Okay. If you give me one moment here, I will try and tap in and see what's out there. All right. Well, you know, I do feel like there's a couple of options from the past, but nothing seems to be anything of real that would be any real good quality here as far as what you've had come along so far. What I do feel, though, is that there is something brand new coming right around the corner, sort of around the end of this month. And this one seems to be a much better quality, has all their ducks in a row. This is the message for today with this particular individual. And I feel you're going to be meeting them through a friend or an acquaintance rather than on your own. You're going to be introduced to this person. And this person seems to have a lot of commonalities with yourself. It seems to me like this would be the male equivalent of yourself, okay? And it feels to me like this person is a little more down to earth, a little bit more logical and mathematical, okay? But they lack a little bit in the spiritual sense. Like, they're spiritually open-minded, but they're not very spiritually in tune. And I feel like that's your part. That's the part that you're going to help them with. I'm feeling like this person, you're going to balance each other out. And it feels like they're very stable. I don't see any instability in the actual here on earth life or in the emotional life. I feel like they have the stability all around. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
All right. You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. And that was just another wonderful, great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and we will have our co-hosts on today if they can make it. But for right now, I'm just hosting the show, and we're going to go ahead and listen to track two of the Serenity. It's titled Serenity, and this is of the CD entitled Oneness by Zarina. Once More can now be found at zarinaone.com. Once more, for those of you that would like to call in today and have your questions answered here on Psychic Talk Radio, you can call in by using the phone number 619-789-6807. And for those of you that are trying to call in but having a little technical difficulty getting on the queue to be brought in here, you may need to dial number 1. In order to show up in the queue. Okay, well, we were just listening to track two of the Oneness CD. Track two was entitled Serenity, can now be found at zarina1.com. That is spelled TZARINA1.com. And for those of you that are tuning in and listening, if you get any services this month through HousePsychic.com, during checkout, just enter the promo code RADIO, and you will receive your 10% discount off of any services provided through HousePsychic.com. And just as a side note, this does not apply to any product through the gift shop. This is only on services. All right, well, it looks like we have a question from the chat room here, so I am going to go ahead and read this question, then we'll answer it live and on air. And this is from Balancing My Karma, which is their handle or username here. To all of us, you... Okay, give me one moment. To all of us here on the physical plane. Okay, well, yes, we all do have spiritual guides. We all refer to them as a different name, spiritual guides, animal totem, whatever you want to refer to it as. But we all do have guiding spirits within this world who help us along our journey or our life's path. The question was, do all of us here on the physical plane have spiritual guides? And if so, are they always with us? Well, 90% of the time, our spiritual guides are always with us. Sometimes they're off working on people, places, things, situations that are involved in our lives and trying to get things to go even better for us. What happens sometimes, though, is that they are always around us and they always have a direct link to us, even though they may not be physically present with us. Like I could be sitting here right now and I have a direct link to my spirits, but they don't have to necessarily be here in the spiritual body to have that link or to know what's going on or guide us. Sometimes they're off and they have like an alert system, just like that thing that the elderly people wear around the neck now. If they fall, they hit the button. Well, just think of a spiritual one in the sense of the connection we share with our spiritual guides. And if certain things go on or we need that help, all we have to do is simply reach out and ask for it, or they will automatically know even sometimes. All right. Now, and there's another portion to this, I believe so, or do they only come to us in times of need? Well, no, they do not only come to us in times of need. Sometimes they just come to us to check in on us, and we could be perfectly fine, but they do that to make sure that we are happy or grateful with what we have, and that we're receiving the blessings in the way that we're supposed to be receiving them sometimes. Or even when we're not necessarily in dire need, but we need a little bit of guidance to get back on the path that we need to be on. Sometimes we have to look at life as a path through a forest leading back to that meadow, back to that place that we all come from, the source of all creation, which has many names and many faces, depending on where you are in the part of the world. Sometimes ourselves, we hear, no matter whether we're an adult or a child, long as we are within the physical realm, we are children to the spiritual world. And what happens is sometimes walking down the path of life, we may see a tree, and that tree could be something interesting in our life that grabs our interest, and we go off and climb it for a little while and go play on it. But our spiritual guides will come back and grab our hand and say, okay, you had some time playing, you were able to have some fun, but let's get back here on this path, and let's continue what our what our path is and what our goals are. Let's try and accomplish what we've got to accomplish in our life here on Earth. And that's what our guides do, is they grab our hand and help us get back on that path when we get a little bit too far away or spend too long off beat. Okay. Yes, and Lolita has a good point here. All you have to do is ask for your spirit guides to come, and they will come and they will help you. Okay. And sometimes if you feel a little bit lost or you feel like you're not getting the help from those spirit guides, then it's okay to reach out and say, you know what, hey guys, I need some help right now. You know, we can even, there's ways of finding out who your spiritual guides are. There are ways of finding out who resides with you. And spiritual guides come in many different names, shapes, sizes. You know, it really depends upon the person and their heritage and, you know, who they are, what drives that individual, and that determines the kind of spiritual guide that you're going to have. All right. Well, as I feel we really don't have anybody in the queue right now, it's kind of dead, maybe a little bit of residual energy from the Mercury retrograde here. I'm just going to continue to read what we have here in the chat room. Is there a way for me to find out exactly who my spirit guides is in order to be able to call on them? Okay. Well, one way I would suggest is finding in your faith what spirits are out there, like the Catholic faith, for instance. There's different saints or angels, even within the Christian faith. And some people will find that they relate more to a saint or a angel than any of the other ones. And sometimes those are the ones, because we are naturally drawn to them, that we can say are our spirit guides. And it's really simple in the end, because it's whomever in the spiritual world, by whatever name you know them as, you are most drawn to. Sometimes there are readings done that you can have done to find out who your spiritual guides are. I do conduct those readings, and those services are available through HousePsychic.com. That would be for any one of the reading setups we have on there. You can find that out. Are angels different from what we are calling spirit guides? No, angels are not different from what we call spirit guides. They are a part of it, but spiritual guides once more come in many different shapes, sizes. A spirit guide can be an angel. A spirit guide can be someone that you had in life as a parent or a loved one who had passed on and was at least passed away for over a year before coming back in. As one person passes away, they need to normally, now not all the time, but the most case anyway, a person once passing on needs 1 year of reflection in the spiritual world, 1 year of our time, which is like three of theirs. And that's to reflect on their life. And then they're able to come back in and become the spiritual guide or the spiritual protector of whomever they chose to do this with or they're assigned to in the spiritual world. And so if it's a mother or a grandmother, they could very well be your spiritual guide as well. And sometimes it's even our animals or our pets. Sometimes it's animals from the spiritual sense as well as the animals that we physically have. It's really spirit guide is whomever betters you and works specifically with you for the betterment of yourself. All right. Are angels different from what we... Okay. And do you have any more questions on this? Because I'm loving this topic, by the way. Just for those of you listening, I'm waiting for this individual to get done typing. Okay. All right, Balance My Karma, are you still there in the chat room? Okay, here we go. My grandmother passed about 2 years ago, and I sense her presence sometimes. Is that, I think, about, hold on, it just moved on me here. 2 years ago, and think about her often, or is she attached to me spiritually? Okay. Well, if you're sensing her presence, BD, every time you think about her, she is with you. Okay? It is truly our legacy lives on. Our immortal being lives on because those that we loved, we cared about, will think of us as we're gone. And that helps to our eternal life and spirit. So every time we think about someone that passed away that we loved and cared about, they are with us. Even sometimes the people that we didn't even know, but we wanted to know, you know. So that's cool. That's cool that you should ask that. That's a really good question. Is that because that is a part of you thinking about her, but it's also because she chose to come to you, honey. From what I'm feeling here, your grandmother really did care about you, but wasn't able to spend enough time with you, from what I'm gathering. You know, I'd love to have you call into the show so I can hear your voice, because you seem to be a very spiritually in tune individual here. Take the form of pets. Well, yes, I am saying that pets, animals, can also take the form of spiritual guides. If you look at the Native Americans, you will find that a lot of Native Americans have what is known as an animal totem. And those are in the Native American tradition known as spiritual guides. Give me one moment, please. All right. My mom's poem just passed today. Poem passed today. So the pet, okay, so you mean Pomeranian. So the pet topic is on my mind at the moment. All right, well, here's a great topic. Me and Lolita were talking about this the other day, actually. Sometimes we might have an animal that is like a member of our family. You know, we really do come attached to our animals. I'm a cat person. I like dogs, but I'm really a cat person. So I always have cats, and you know what? They're like family to us. And here's the thing that me and Lolita were talking about. Who is our co-host from the chat room, by the way. We were talking about how animals sometimes will take on the health problems that their owners have. And this is known as energetic sympathy, okay? And the animals themselves will physically take on the traits. Excuse me. The animals will sometimes physically take on the traits of their owners. Let's say the owner's been having chest pain or a tumor. Well, that animal will end up with a chest pain or a tumor. But these are the animals that are closest to their owner, by the way. And it doesn't happen with all of them, but you will find that it does happen with a lot of them. Okay? Because animals are also our guides, they're also our protectors, okay? And that's what they're here for. And sometimes they can take the complete impact for their owner. So the disease that the owner was suffering with, the animal will take that away, take it into themselves, and sometimes pass away by it. Or sometimes even that the animal won't do that at all, but just naturally pass away from its own, you know, health or from whatever reasons or just natural. And that animal is always with us, even though no longer in the physical with us, but will always be with us because that animal is now going to be a spiritual guide or a spiritual protector of sorts. And that animal will not go into its own heaven until it knows and feels that you're protected and that you're going to be okay in life. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Lolita on momentarily here. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
Hey, Adam. I think I'm coming down with a cold, so, but you were doing fabulous.
Oh, no. Well, thank you. Well, we are clear for the call in today. Huh?
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said, yes, the topic. I think that you're right on point. I remember us having this conversation. A lot of people don't sit back and really look at their pets, and, you know, they're truly our guides. And you know, I really thought about that, you know, about a month ago, and we were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, I was just telling you that I truly think that Mocha is going to be here until, you know, I meet this other partner because
mm-hmm.
she's really old in her age. So
yeah.
Taking on a lot of our illnesses for us. So our animals are like healers. So, you know, if anyone has a pet out there, just really sit back and take a moment from the time you've gotten that pet till now
yeah.
and just realize what that pet has done for you because they are here for a reason. They are our guides. It's like this one girl said in Winterfire.
Give me one moment, Lolita. Keep it.
Hello? Okay.
Girl said in Winterfire.
Can anyone hear me, or is it just me talking to myself? Okay, good. Thank you. but, yes, it looks like Winterfire has a Pomeranian and okay, yeah, this is interesting how we're having this conversation because I just had an in-depth conversation with Adam and, you know, animals are just, you know, they're more than just animals. They're like our lifesavers. I don't know if you guys think the same, but my dog for me is my guide and they truly feel my energy. I had a pit bull from day one, and then I have a German Shepherd mixed with Boxer at the age of 6 weeks. So I've had them for about 13 years and 11 years, and they're both girls. And when me and my partner separated in 2007, I brought a family to my house, and the whole house was chaotic. From that day, that point, the structure was gone in my house, so the dogs were kind of feeding off of one another. So I didn't realize that me being so off balance that caused their whole schedule to be off balance. It has taken me 3 years to get these dogs to get to like each other and get this whole house.
I'm back.
Okay,
go ahead.
Of balancing one another. And so for the last 4 months, I saged my house. I did a clearing on my house. I cleared me. I got all my fears away, everything. And you know what? We're all living like a happy family. So, yes, dogs are our healers, and it's just fabulous. So
mm-hmm.
that's my experience with you guys out there.
Wow. And you know what? It's such a wonderful experience because it really shows a way of learning that interaction kind of deal, you know?
Yeah. You know, I don't think people really – I think people really don't understand animals. And yes, it's great to have them, but they really don't understand the value of animals.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, and this is a little controversial, spiritually speaking, but a lot of people don't believe that an animal has a spirit or a soul, and that animal, once it's passed, it doesn't really go anywhere. It doesn't, you know, it's just dead. But my theory is that every living creature on this earth has a soul and a spirit behind it. Because it wouldn't have the ability to live if it didn't. And if you look into some of the theology behind the spiritual world, you will find even teachings from the Christian faith, for example, with Jesus, that he says, if you look in an animal, I am there. Look in the trees, I am there. Look in anything, and I am there. Well, truthfully, that's because all of creation came from somewhere. And whether it be the gods or the one God with many faces and many names, it all comes from somewhere. And if we create something, what are we doing? We're putting our energy into it. We're putting our very fiber into it because it takes our energy to make it. Well, you know what? I think that everything that's alive, everything that exists has a soul, it has a purpose, it has its reason of being. And when everything dies or something goes away, it only transforms into another type of energy, and that energy is recycled over and over again and learning upon its path, you know?
Yeah.
And look at trees, look at plant material. What happens to them when they die? They become food for the earth, and even the bodies are regenerated and recycled to become energy again for more plants and more materials that animals and other things can eat and live abundantly with within the world.
Yeah, and, you know, this may be a little off topic. I'm not sure if it is, but that's why, like, you know, me being, you know, my culture, Hindus, that's why they really worship the cow. You know, it provides us milk and
yeah.
All the other animals. You'll see animals walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
and they'll feed the animals. They'll do blessings on the animals. And that's why they believe, that's why they're mostly vegetarians, because
oh, yeah.
they're no feeling and they have souls and all that stuff to that certain extent. So, yeah, you know,
I've got to tell the truth and shame the devil here, so to speak, but I love me some burgers.
I do, too.
I'll tell you what, I think every animal is sacred, but
yeah.
I just don't have the willpower right now to be a vegan or a vegetarian. I think it's a great lifestyle, and I give props to anybody that does it because, you know, they're doing something that's supposed to be very healthy for them. But I just love meat too much.
No, I hear you. I mean,
American.
I do too, and it's wrong for me to do it. But
mm-hmm.
it's just going out of the context of how animals are really sacred in some regions of the country.
Oh, yes,
and
they are.
You know, and really, it's like even for me to have a dog in my house, it was not – they didn't understand how I had animals. Now a lot of Indian people are having – animals in the home, you know, and, you know, it's just feeding them, you know, and my mom makes
mm-hmm.
my two girls fresh Indian bread, and they know when Granny sends something in the mail, so, and even from a lady that never had an
yes.
emotion for an animal, now giving,
right.
making fresh for them, you know, so,
I hear you. Well, Winter Fire says that she's had cats for most of her life. She does love dogs, which I love dogs, but I'm also a cat person because she says cats are better suited for her lifestyle. Well, I have to kind of agree with you on that one because it's better suited for me. I love cats because they're so much more laid back and a little bit less work, you know. Plus, you don't have to walk them all the time. And I just feel that they're a little more independent and don't require as much attention, but they do give you the appropriate attention.
Yeah, that's going to be my next animal when my two decide to leave me. That's going to be the next choice is the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so
more
cool.
Innocent.
Well,
yeah.
You do have two lovely dogs for now.
Yes, I do, and they're not going anywhere yet.
No. Not by
they're
far.
Huh?
Not by far.
No, and they look old. I mean, my dogs have white hair, like, all over their face. And I'm like, are you guys sure you're, like, 91 years old? Because you act like you're five.
Well, you're right. Sometimes when the animal's not ready to go or it wants to make sure that its owner's going to be okay, it will stick around. It will prolong its life. And one of the topics lately that I've been coming to with clients and on the radio is that a lot of people feel there's a time stamp of expiration on us and that everything has a time stamp. Yeah, we all pass away and transcend into the spiritual world at some point, but my thing that one of the spiritual awakenings is that we have as much or as little time in this world as we need or want. Okay, and none of us leave this world until we are consciously and truly ready to leave, unless, God forbid, something happens and we get run over down the street somewhere. But naturally, we are not going to pass away until we are ready.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And the animals are the same way.
Yeah,
look at,
they're definitely,
even
definitely the same way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even look at the lifespan of certain trees within the world. There are trees that have lived for thousands of years, especially in India. And these trees are just really, really old. But, you know, when something is living a healthy lifestyle, a human being, an animal, a plant, if we're living a lifestyle where we're happy, we're going to notice that our lives are extended because we're choosing to extend them, either consciously or subconsciously, because we're enjoying life. We're enjoying what it is, or we're enjoying trying to create what we have or want.
Yep. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. A part of being in the knowing.
Yeah, that is definitely being part of the knowing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. Do we
all
have
right.
Winterfire or anybody on the call? I thought somebody was getting their phone.
All right, well, I don't have anybody on the queue right now.
Oh, wow, okay.
Okay, Winter Fire. All right, let's see here. Does anybody else in the chat room have a question or a topic they want to discuss here? We have about 11 minutes left on the show.
Can you do messages from animals?
Well, I'm not necessarily a pet psychic, but sometimes I'm able to tune into what the animals have to say.
It looks like maybe Winterfire may want to, I don't know if she wants a message.
Okay.
No. Well, that's about
it. All right, well, you might be getting your cue going up a little bit faster than mine is because my internet's pretty slow today. But anyways, once more, we want to say that we appreciate all of our callers and listeners. It is truly and thank you guys.
Can you ask, see if you can, there's a dog named Shem Winterfire wants
okay.
to know.
Okay. Is this the animal that had recently passed away, Winterfire?
His owner's name is Francis.
Okay.
Is this a dog that passed away? I don't know yet. We're waiting for her to respond back. Does she have a dog that passed away?
She was telling me about a dog that passed away, but I don't think it was hers. I think it was her mother's.
Okay, so the owner's name is Francis, and they have a dog named Shem.
Okay, and Winterfire is typing once more, so let's see what she says. Just passed today at 11 p.m. Yes, the Pomeranian. Okay, yeah, this is the Pomeranian she was telling me about. Okay, give me one moment. Let's see. Normally when they have passed away so recently, obviously, today, it's not going to be so easy to tap in, but we can find out. You know, I'm going to go ahead and check the Akashic records to see what's going on because I don't see the dog's spirit. But through the Akashic records, I might be able to find out what's going on.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do believe that the animal, Shem, is going to be with its mother or owner. Okay. And I believe that this animal is going to stick around for a while longer. Is your mom still ill? Because I feel like your mom's health is still in the balance.
Well, he lived a long time, 16 years old. They don't live that long,
yeah.
Do they? That's a long
no.
time. He was there.
Rings, but no answer. Okay. Balancing my karma, if you, you're having some problems with the call-in, that's fine. I understand. And Winterfire, we're just waiting on your reply here to what was said.
She has dementia.
Okay. So, yes, the health is still in the balance. Some days are going to be better than others. Obviously, dementia comes in and goes out, but it's always present. Yeah, the animal is still going, even from the spiritual sense, going to be with your mother until your mother passes away. The animal is going to be the one to help your mother transcend into the spiritual world, into heaven, as most would call it. Yeah, he did not want to leave her. You're right about that. And that's why he stuck around so long. All right. Well, you know what? That is good. And Winterfire, we want to thank everyone. We want to thank everyone for just being in the chat room today and giving us your questions, and anyone that's been listening and called in today, once more, thanks goes out to everyone. And it's truly in thanks to everyone that our show is building each and every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Once more, check out HowPsychic.com for any services that you want for private readings, and those are available over there. Namaste to everyone, and good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. Namaste.